Want to hear another local legend? It's a clue to how this Baum journey will end.
A little foreshadowing.
We'll hop off the Continental Road to show you the house of John Weir. He was known to be a loyalist.
On a summer evening in August of 1777, John Weir was standing in his wheat field on his farm in Cambridge, New York, and decided that it must be reaped first thing in the morning. He bids goodnight to his horse and is heading to his house where his wife and young child are waiting for him when he hears the beat of horse hooves approaching. The visitor, he was a loyalist relative, has come with a warning. Hessians are coming through the valley, hundreds of them, on their way to capture the supplies at Bennington, and with them are a host of Iroquois. Weir was a veteran of the French and Indian War. He knew what would happen when an army traveled through enemy territory.
Weir was worried that Baum's troops would take their harvest and leave his family to suffer through the winter.
And they'd probably heard of the massacre of Jane McCrae.
Weir asked if the local militia had been called out, and if the rebel general in charge at Bennington, a man named Stark, had been informed. But in both instances, the answer was no. Fiercely, the struggle raged within John Weir's bosom for a time. Wife and child were dear to him. Why should he leave them when his care and protection were most needed? If he went to join General Stark, the supply of food for the winter could not be garnered in, and they must suffer, or be dependent on the grudging aid of disapproving friends. It needs nothing of fiction to add to the story of John Weir's midnight ride on his good black horse through the darkness of the forest paths over the hills to Bennington. This heroic and historic journey needs no ornaments of imagination to make it vivid. What dangers he escaped, only that hand that guided the steps of the black horse and its rider knew, but thanks to that protecting power, John Weir reached General Stark early on Tuesday, August 12th.
They say it went down pretty much like that. After Weir's warning, runners fanned out into the countryside with the message. 1,500 farmers gathered to defend their homes. A day before Stark's rebel forces meet with Baum's detachment in what will be the battle for Bennington, Stark's advantage has swelled to 3-1.
Does this mean he's switching his allegiance?
Not sure it's as clean a decision as that, but we do know that he was worried about the survival of his family and his neighbors. The midnight ride has earned Weir the legendary title, the Paul Revere of Bennington.